Brian, fantastic to see you here at home at Weeb Brother Oval. One of the greatest, of course, one of the greatest balls, of course, even though Johnny Adams may argue the toss, or Ben Colley or Heath Riggs, but great to be here for the Classic Wallaby side, isn't it?
It is. It's just a day where everyone's having a whale of a time. We really appreciate the Classics being here, and the kids are running around getting autographs, and this is going to, those kids are going to remember this for most of their life, I think.
Yeah. Now, what are you up to, man? Of course, you do have a cafe here in Moree, but we haven't heard of you from a while, but glad to see you've got the Royal Treatment as well coming in by chopper before the game.
I did that, and now I'm retired and just enjoying life and hoping to get the Waratahs up a few more times and beat the Reds.
Yeah, and of course your one test was against the Japanese. Still, you've still got the cap and you've still got the jumper, and it's just great memories and being able to play for the Wallabies.
Yeah, great memories, but I just look around at the Wallabies at the moment, and there are some excellent footballers there, and I regard myself as something of a minor Wallaby, more like a Bilby or something like that, but it's just great to be part of the and recognised, not so much for what I achieved, but just recognised for being part of the game.
Well, you're certainly part of the February game, not only being part of the Moree Weeb Brother Bulls, but also, of course, part of the Up the Jumper incident in 1975, the Jim Highmarshes of the world and the like. Just phenomenal, wasn't it? It was just one of those things that turned sport on its head, not only in Australia, but around the world.
Well, Darren Harbright changed the way world and Australian rugby thought.
And it was one of those things also, the 13-man scrum there at Singleton there, of course, four against the All Blacks, and Dwayne Vines climbing all over the British and Irish Lions there in Newcastle in 1989. How do you see the state of the game? It looks very healthy here, but we've got a new TV deal coming up, we've got the Sun Wolves drop, and we've got a World Cup coming up as well. It's just getting bigger and bigger as far as competitiveness at the world level, but what about here in Australia?
Well, a lot of people are knocking the Wallabies, and I'm one of them at times, but, you know, we've just got to get behind these guys. They're trying their hardest. There's people saying, oh, they should be doing this and they should be doing that, but let's face it, we're under a lot of pressure dollar-wise from the Northern Hemisphere. We're losing quality players to the Northern Hemisphere, and how the decision makers will work out how they're going to address that, and it won't be me. All we can do in the bush is try and keep feeding in and keeping the buzz going, and that's what these Classic fellas are doing.
Finally, of course, we've got Country Week back in Tamworth for the next 3 years in the Central North Zone. Some fantastic memories of wearing the white shirt with the red kookaburra on it, you know, playing with your mates and moving through, and then playing for Country and then through the levels. It's just a fantastic thing. The world's changed because of professionalism, but New South Wales Rugby has put steps into place now at the Australian Rugby Shield later this year, where guys in the scrub can get a chance, if they're good enough through the Shield, to be part of the Eagles or the Rays in the NRC.
Yeah, you know, it's great to see rugby coming, the Country Week rugby coming back to Central North. You know, I was running around in an era where, which was, I believe anyway, and you can argue with me if you like, the golden era of Central North rugby. We had Wallabies and we had state players in our Central North here, and it was a wonderful time, and I'm still enjoying it.
Well, the good thing about you, Brian, is at least 20 years younger than Dave Carter, which is not a big surprise, but one of the greats of Central North rugby. He's not the greatest forward to ever play for in Central North, but we'll leave it at that. Thank you for being home here for the Classic Wallabies, and all the best moving forward.
I really need to tell you that David Carter was a much better footballer than I ever hoped to be.